Stoi detto che Rabbi Yaakov Yeshua dono.
Morning. I was by a bris a few weeks ago, and distributed the harachmons after the bris was the end of Peres Hamazon, the start of the Mezid of Shimcha, and at the end you added in harachmons. You gave the first person harachmon, and by mistake, instead of starting harachmon, you started Baruch Atah Hashem and the King Malachim. What happened was that there was a siddur. The benches there in the hall didn't have any of the extras for a bris. And if in order to sit in the Shimcha, they brought in a siddur from outside. Every day the benches looked as it wasn't. But they brought in a bench for the Baal and the Zaman to say in the Shimcha. And in order to say the Rachmans, they passed that bench around. Getting a bench, I can't tell you exactly what went through the mind or the person who said Baruch Atah, but instead of saying Rachmon, he started Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kid Merchon. Now, let's assume he got mixed up and he thought it was by Hashem Baruch Atah. Or you start with Baruch Hashem. So he said Baruch Hashem L'Kid Merchon, which is besides the bushes, everybody started shouting, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atah, Baruch Atah, Zog Baruch Hashem. Do something in order to rectify what you've done. And what went through to my mind was, is there a nature to get out of that Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kid Merchon? Is there something they could have done? Rather than say Baruch Atah, Baruch Hashem, give him a drink. Could he start with Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kid Merchon, thinking, let's say he was saying Yibrechus Hashach, let's say he was saying Yibrechus Sheva Brochus, I don't know what, but Zichel didn't plan making a boy prank often. And now, in order to stop the Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kid Merchon, turning to Baruch Levatola, for your eyes, finish off that bracha with the boy prakofen, or do we say no? When he started the bracha, he had in mind the chanot boy prakofen, and you can't change your boy prakofen. Can you change your machshava? Can you start bracha in the beginning and change it to something else? So we're going to discuss this noise, which is very easy to happen, and we see quite a big machlokes haposkim on this, such a circumstance, whether you're allowed to change or not allowed to change. One thing's clear in the halacha, if a person makes a bracha, and he finishes the bracha, and he had in front of him a cup of wine, and he thought this wine was wine, the ma'aseh b'sheicha, and he finished off the bracha. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kid Merchon b'pragofen, really ought to be making shakrin yevigvoroi. He's already finished the bracha. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kid Merchon b'pragofen. If it's toich yidei dibul, you're allowed to switch from b'pragofen to shakrin yevigvoroi. Why? Because I'm still technically able. However, the poskim, that's only because I had the kois in front of me. I made the bracha on this particular kois. I meant to drink this kois, but I made the kois on what the bracha of this kois is. Then we allow you to change technically able. If I had in front of me two cups of, or whatever, I had in front of me one cup of wine and a sake boy pragofen, and I finished the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kid Merchon b'pragofen, I decided, no, I'm going to drive now. I can't drink this cup of wine. I need to have a different drink. And then, Tech Nedeba, I want to change to Shaka Nedeba. That Zichr doesn't work. That's Klob. The only way you can change a Brocha Tech Nedeba from the way you assign it is if you had in front of you a Kois, you meant to say, drink this Kois, and I made the wrong Brocha on it, then even though you finished your Brocha, you can change it. So we're not discussing that scenario. We're discussing a person started Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kid Merchon Chayla. And now he wants to change at this stage. Can you change to something else? You can't.
What did he have in mind?
I'm sure if you would pin him down and ask him what he thought, he said he didn't have mind by Baruch. Probably he knew that you got Bashev Baruch. So you have a boy, but what is that Baruch Hashem? So it's a bit tumult, and he got upset. He said, Kibbutz, he started Baruch Hashem. But he said he didn't mean the boy Baruch. But can you change? Let's call it, he meant Shev Baruch. Can you change from a machshava to a sheva brachas bracha to a boy prag? So it comes into halacha mishubo a few times, and would look like a shtickel astira, and that's what we're trying to address today. Mishuburas brings down chay adam in simon ches, sifkot me malif. A person in the morning was about to make his bracha on his talis. He had his talis in his hand. He said, Baruch atah Hashem, Nikinim Elchonim, Hashekinim Elchonim, Hashekinim Shalom Seisof. And then, somebody grabs away his talis. So he had in mind the talis. He had the talis in his hand. And there was no shayla that the bracha was meant for the talis. But now he hasn't got the talis. What do you do? Says the Mishibur, you know what we do? You got your tefillin in front of you. So switch from Hashem Shalom Seisof to Almitz Nesadis Tzitzis. Change it across all of a sudden to Loniach Tefillin. Loniach Tefillin. You could have made on your Beged Cotton, but your Beged Cotton, we don't make a brocha. And Mr. Sitzis, Al Atzad, is going to make a talis there, don't you send it to a brocha Shem Zuchin? You can make one brocha to part the bones. The talis in the morning, you don't make it, unless it's going to be a long gap between your Sitzis. Every year, so this person's in shul, he's right to put on the talis. They can't make a brocha on the Sitzis, it's the same reason they never made a brocha on the Sitzis in the morning. It says the Shambura, you're not the Russian Shambura. ומי שלא קח תליס לסעתך בוי, והסחיל לבורך עולו, וקודם שסיים הברוכו, לוקחו ממנו, they took away from him, they pinched away from him, ותפילן לפונוף, יוכל לסיים הברוכו, השקט ישולו בסיסו וצבונו, לניח תפילן בייצה בזה. כלורי משלבורה, you had a mind.
No, I have sick.
No, I have sick. No, I have sick. I'm in the middle of a brocha. It's not mafsik. I'm in the middle of a... No, it's not. It's a... Hatsik, so I started as Sheikh Bisholom says of having your mind talis, and then switch around to tefillin and it works. So we've got a klal mishabura, you can start with one thing and move across to something else. A similar mishabura is in Siman Kuf Beiches, Sivkot Nachav Gimel. Mishabura discusses what happens on Shabbos if a person forgot Ritzay. But then there's a special bracha that Yisya Shenosam, Shabbos Simluchu, which is said on Shabbos. You finished, left our Ritzay, you finished Boin Racham Shalem Momein, then you say the special bracha for Askar of Shabbos. If you started a Teva Meit, if Baruch HaTashem came back from Bakel Avinu, what do you do? Let's go back to Bingo Birch HaMozi. What happens if you started Baruch HaTashem Lekeinu Melech HaOlam, and then you realized, hey, I never said Ritzay. Says the Mishnebura, you know what you do? You then switch to Hashanosan. Instead of saying, the bracha, and Mishabura is not so happy about it for different reasons, but by etzem, Mishabura holds that you can switch the bracha. You started to say the fourth bracha of Birkasamazim, you haven't said Ritzay, so instead of saying the fourth bracha of Birkasamazim, and even though you started bracha Tashem again, you can then switch. So we've got two Mishaburas. Mishabura says very clearly that you started the mind and you wanted to say one bracha. You realize you made a mistake, you can then switch over, even though you started bracha Tashem again, and you meant one bracha, you can then switch to a second.
Morning,
so yeah, that is what we went off for Shabbos morning. But when we get in a second, maybe there's another itzi you can do for Shabbos morning. We'll get there in a second. But the Ishal Avram, the Ishal Avram the Buchacha, the Ishal Avram the Buchacha says like this: what happens if a person? This is something which is actually quite shir, and there's a nitin about it in the passage. What he's supposed to do? It's quite a frequently asked question. Actually, this one: the middle of Sukkot Zimra, and all of a sudden the Chazan says, "Mishtabach." You find yourself answering Kaddish, and even though you build up Sukkot Zimra, Baruch HaTashem Kiyom Reitzei V'Yechoshech, you sit down together with the rest of the Tzibbur. Why? Because Adi Shtabach, Mitzvah Baruch Hu, you go and sit down and continue. And then you realize you're in the middle. What are you supposed to do then? So there's three options. Are you in the middle of Sukkot Zimra? So finish up Sukkot Zimra, and then somehow you manage Yetzer HaMoyis in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. Are you in the middle of Yetzer HaMoyis? And then maybe you've lost the Pesukah to Zimra, or finish off the Yetzer HaMoyis and you sing Zimra after Shem Neser. There's three options which the person discussed. This mice is a master shoya that happened to the Eish HaRavon the Buchacha. The Eish HaRavon the Buchacha says, this happened to me this morning. I was up to Halisam Shamayim, the Chazan said Baruch Hu, and I started Baruch Atah Hashem Rikim, and I realized, I'm in the middle of Pesukah to Zimra, what do I do now? And the Buchacha speaks out like this: if I'd have in front of me a cup of water, if I would have been thirsty, I could have said Shaka Nebu Dvoroi, because in order to continue with Sukkot Zimra, I can continue Shaka Nebu Dvoroi and continue what I was up to. I wasn't thirsty, so my other option was to go out to the Beis Medrash and to make Boi Nebu Somim, to go and try and find something to smell and make a Bracha Boi Nebu Somim outside the Beis Medrash. Maybe it's a problem, but Hefsek, maybe it's Chedun. The whole Esh Avram, we're discussing it. But you see very clearly in Esh Avram that Al Atzadas, he would have had in front of him a cup of water, and he would have been thirsty. Then even though he started Bochat Hashem Mekim B'Cholam, and he planned saying, Yotze Ovei Choshech, he would have allowed himself to switch from Yotze Ovei Choshech to Shaki Ebed Vorm. That was his first option in order to save himself, start Yotze Meiris and continue Sik Zimmer. So we've got three Makoyas that a person can start one Brocha and switch across to another Brocha. We have Mishabura says when the family takes away my talis, I plan to say the Brocha and talis, then it says Mishabura can change it to fill in. We got another Mishabura. Mishabura says I plan starting the fourth Brocha because I'm Muslim, I realize I never said Yotzei. And Mishabura says I can switch over to the extra Brocha on Shabbos. And we got Nishan Avram that says what happened to him with the middle of the Zimmer, he started Brocha to Hashem, he planned saying Yotzei Amiris, and he said if he would have been able to, he would have switched across to Shakin and Midvon. Mitzacheni, we got on the other side, we got a floor which says very clearly, there's no such thing. You cannot switch a brocha from one thing to the other. You can't switch a brocha if you had in mind something very clear and that thing was available. For example, says Esh Avram, the person has in front of him a cup of wine and a cup of sheikha. Exactly the same motion as we said beforehand. Wine and sheikha in front of me, and I wanted to have the wine, and I decided I can't for whatever reason, because of the sheikha. Says Esh Avram, even if you just said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, you can't switch to Shaki Nei B'Dvari. Because you started the bracha, and you have the ability to be raised to the bracha, you don't want to say this bracha, you can't say that. The only way you can change a bracha from one bracha to the other, says Esh Avram, if I had in mind this drink, and I made a mistake in the bracha, and then we even allow you, like we said earlier, to change Kerech Nedibu when you finish the bracha. But if you didn't have in mind, there wasn't a mistake, this, and in front of you, you don't want to drink, says the floor, you're not allowed to switch. Rabbi Yashiv was asked the Shaila, and the Moshe Shtembach asked the same Shaila, and somebody starts a bracha, and this, somebody starts a bracha and wants to switch. And they both bring a very interesting raya, Rabbi Yashiv was the one who brings the raya, from Sifu Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, similar Yishvav, somebody makes a bracha on a peri, and the peri falls out of his hand. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's Nimas, I can't make a bracha on it. Not all the other peri, loichloi, gubiri cholov, and often rather than ever, the Nimas. So I need to make a bracha on a new item. I can't make the bracha. I can't finish my bracha on the original item that I wanted to pray, whatever it was I want to eat. So then I need to take another prayer and eat it. Ava pishayi meisam in the front of Yosef Yishbech Harishin. Says the Ramon. Says the Shulchan Aruch Maita, sorry. If I said Baruch Atah Hashem and the prayer falls on my hand, I need to say Baruch Hashem Kvim Machus Eleinam Voed. I'll show you the Shem Shemam Lachat Holo. Vim Oma Kishenochal Baruch Atah Hashem, I didn't say Likenu Melech Olam, I didn't say Likenu, all I said was Baruch Atah Hashem, then what you do, you finish off and I'm Deinu Chukecho. It says clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, that if I have a prayer in front of me, the prayer fell out of my hand, and if I said Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Deinu Chukecho, and you say, and you say Likenu, so there's nothing you can do, you have to say Baruch Hashem Kvim Machus Eleinam Voed.
That's the same meat. You're taking the same grape, that's another grape.
That's the machlokes between the chaba and the more. That part of it, let's say there's nothing else over there, nothing else for me to have. I'm going to eat. That eats I can't do. Therefore, maybe I can't make a bracha on this one, and I have to make a new bracha. I have a peri in my hand, and the peri falls down. I said Baruch Atah Hashem. I planned having this. It's got lost. So then there's no eats. So you need to say move across to you say Baruch Hashem. So anyway, let's start your bracha again. For Rabbi Yashiv, why not? Move across to something else. Move your bracha across to something else. Move your bracha across to maybe another one of these minim. If it's good enough for me to switch my bracha from one bracha to another, when I say bracha Hashem lekenu, I can refer it to something else. So even if Mechaber couldn't at least the remark, so you had the boy pray, so I have a fellow in your hand, switch across to Shakin Yevidvar. Says the Rashi, I've got Mufush in the Shulchan Aruch. The only eight the Shulchan Aruch gives you is to say Baruch Hashem Kemachus Elin Ved. You can't switch across from bracha to bracha. You can only switch across from bracha to bracha if when you started the bracha you had in mind to drink the thing in front of you and you made a mistake what the item was. Then you can switch across. You can't switch across from bracha to bracha. I says the Rashi that by tefillin it says very clearly I start with my talis and I can move across to bracha tefillin. Says the Rashi, there's difference. I've got two.
Why the hell to change Lavlenu Chukacha? Why does that help you?
Lavlenu Chukacha.
It's a possible thing. It's mighty. You didn't have Chamonah for that. It's not worse than any fruit.
But there's two answers to that. The basic answer is that Baruch Hashem Lavlenu Chukacha and Chamonah is not going to. It's not going to rectify it, but at least it's stopping my Shem Hashem from being a Bachar Batala. It's like I'm not making a new bracha out of it. But it's all I'm doing is stopping being a Bachar Batala. There's no time for it, but it's really more than that. And the Kech is much more than that. And the Kech, actually, the way it works is that Bachar Hashem being Kech has a Shem Bracha. It's not asking a Shem Bracha. Bachar Hashem being Kech has a Shem Bracha. The Chai Adam asks the Kasha, he says that if a person said, Tavad HaMelech said in Tehillim, Bachar Hashem being Kech, how can he allow himself to say Baruch Hashem Din Kecha, according to some Rishonim, Machlokes Tosfos and Rambam, some hold that Baruch Levatola, Baruch Shem Tzvicha, Baruch Levatola is the Raisa. And ask the Chai Adam, how could David HaMelech say Baruch Hashem Din Kecha? It's moving the Chai Adam, the Baruch Hashem Din Kecha has got Hashem Baruch on it. It's not that, it's not that it's got Hashem Baruch. So when you say Baruch Hashem Din Kecha, you're switching to something which is a neutral Baruch. It's not just you're rectifying it, you're changing the Baruch into another neutral Baruch. But to change from Baruch to Baruch, you can't. Akaponim, the halacha is, you're not allowed to change, it says very clearly in Siman Reish Vav, you're not allowed to change across from one Baruch to another Baruch. I, by tefillin, it says, if I start my Baruch and tefillin, I'm allowed to move across the tefillin. It says, if Lash, there's different. You know why? Because when I have my talis in front of me and my tefillin in front of me, I'm chuyuv to make both brachas. At the beginning of davening, I'm chuyuv to put on my tefillin for davening, and I'm chuyuv. The right thing is to wear talis for tefillin, the beggar shell tefillin. Two things in front of me that I'm chuyuv to do both of them, I can switch from one to the other. If I've got something in front of me which I'm not chuyuv to do, then I'm not entitled to move across from one to the other.
And then you've got a bottle of lemonade. Then you don't want to have the geffen, so if you can pose in front of you, you're not going to be able to switch.
Then I won't be able to switch. If I had in mind only the Bepra Goffin and not to have the lemonade.
You've all got in mind on the top. So much about your talus. So you can make on the, you said you can make
that, because I'm a chuyuv to wear tefillin as well for davening. So I'm a chuyuv to do both of them. So I'm switching from one thing that I'm a chuyuv to do to another one.
Why are you planning to drink
it? But that doesn't matter. I wasn't a chuyuv to drink. I'm not a chuyuv to drink it, the other one. I'm not a chuyuv to drink the other one. You can't switch across. So to switch across is a shakel. If a person made this is talis, he said to be another eight on Shabbos to move across the shakel. I said on my tefillin on Shabbos to move across the shakel. Yes, it may be an eight to move across the shakel, but that's only according to the bechacha. The bechacha says I can move across from the bracha of the eight time I can move across the shakel. But according to Rabbi Yashiv, according to all those, the other hole that you can't switch across only when you mukhiv, so it's not going to be an eight to move across to a shakel only from a laniach tefillin from on the side of a chitzis to a laniach tefillin. Some of the Abraham Kineski as follows, and he held differently. Some of the Abraham Kineski like this. Pardon? A bit slower, yeah, sure. Somebody was in the morning, davening in the Medrash, and he started Baruch Shomah, and didn't start with Baruch Shomah Ve'el Baruch Hu, the Akhtoma, which is really all part of the bracha. He started Baruch Ata Hashem Elikinu Melech Olam. And he realized, there's two parts to the bracha. There's the Baruch Shem Avirilam to the beginning, the preface to the bracha, and then the Baruch Shem. And he started Baruch Hashem, realized, had done the first part. What should you do at that stage? So asked Chaim Kineski. Chaim Kineski said, you know what you should do, Dan? Take in a cup of water and say, Shachin Yibu Dvar. Take a cup of water and say, Shachin Yibu Dvar. But Chaim was of the opinion, the same as the Ishel Avraham, the Bechacha, and those are all that you're allowed to move across from one bracha to the other. But if you hold like his father, no Rabbi Yashiv. If you hold like those others, hold on to that. There's no such answer. So you can't move across from a bracha they're not mechuyev to another bracha they're not mechuyev to. You can move across from one bracha mechuyev to another bracha mechuyev to. So I said, okay, let's go back to this case by the Bris last week and see what would be the right thing to do. The person started, instead of a rachamon by the Bris, he started Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and let's say he meant Birchas Chasanim. Let's say the Birchas Hashvach, and you want to move across from Birchas Hashvach to Birchas Hanenin, to Boi Pragofim. Would that be an Eitzah, not be an Eitzah? According to some, yeah, because I'm not. According to Eshel Avraham, would have been an Eitzah to say Boi Pragofim. According to the Zeis HaBrocha, who brings down from Rabbi Lashev and Rabbi Shashtambuch and others hold this way, Avraham always said, who says, you can't move across from one bracha to another bracha, unless you mechuyev with both brachas, or unless one was in front of you and you made a mistake on the bracha, then so the right thing to do was tackle the way the people shouted to say rather than switching across to Bayer Prakofa. Now, just for kids, there is another Eitzah sometimes. How to get out of a bracha. Rabbi Avraham Gelichovsky, the famous Rabbi Avraham Gelichovsky, famous gone in Eretz Yisrael, Nifter a few years ago, was a market chair in Chubin, very humble, and humble person, a nice person, a clever person. He was once my Kiddush, Shabbos morning, and they gave him a cup of wine, a little hand glass, and he thought it was wine, and he made Bayer Prakofen. And then he realized, chocolate liqueur, whatever it wasn't a Bayer Prakofen, it was a shaker. Is there any Eitzah? That would happen to you. Somebody gave you, instead you made the Bayer Prakofen, and you got a shaker in front of you. What are you going to do now? It would be touched the
table.
It would be touched the table.
There's wine in the room, you just wine.
It takes wine. He had a mind to drink this wine, to drink this lachaim. He didn't have a mind to drink wine. He made a mistake. The wine was before love, but it wasn't chal. There wasn't wine before love.
He had in mind to drink what was in the cup.
So if he had in mind to drink what was in the cup, and if it was touched the dibble, so you can switch to shakel, because I have something in front of me, and I made a mistake, I can switch from a Bayer Prakofen to shakel. If I wasn't a mistake, so we said according to the law of Paskim, even though I said, Baruch HaShem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, I also can't switch. Now that he finished his Baruch HaBayer Prakofen, it was Acha Kedei Dibbo, what could he do now? If you make Kiddush, and you drink wine, Kiddush and wine is Chal, Baruch is Pakeh Chal on Bayer Prakofen, so then it passes me the shakel. But here it wasn't Chal on anything. I made the Bayer Prakofen on the shakel of the Kelechaim. So what should he do now? So Rabbi Gelichovsky, this is what he did. He was in somebody's house. Rabbi Gelichovsky did like this. He was in somebody else's house. The Kiddush was in a hall in somebody's house. So he says, anybody makes a bracha, is on das palabais. We know that if I go to eat in your house, even if the food's set out on the table, and you bring in other things afterwards, or whatever I do is das palabais. Say the poskim, das palabais doesn't only mean, the Heidegger poskim doesn't only mean because the palabais had in mind a particular item. It means when I go to somebody else's house and he's the Bala Bais, therefore my das isn't restricted. Kilo, I'm the one that knows what's coming in front of me, and I have das for the menu that I think is going to come my way. What it means is that since I'm dependent on somebody else, my das isn't totally on his das. My das is open-minded. Whatever comes my way is automatically going to be included in my bracha because I'm totally on the das Bala Bais. That means even if I go to somebody else's house, and he didn't plan giving me a cornet for ice cream, but all of a sudden, one of the children came in and said, oh, visitor, here, I bought some cornets for the ice cream, here's a cornet. The Balabais didn't have it in mind, but this turned up all of a sudden, I'm allowed to have it. Because that's Balabais means that my mind isn't restricted to what's in front of me. Whatever comes my way is good enough. Said Rabbi Avraham Gelichovsky, I'm not by the Kiddush. I made the way for a goffin, and I don't want my bracha to be a bracha levatola. So he went over to the Balabais, and he said, you're allowed to speak for the Eved, you're allowed to be Masik, because if a person makes Hamoitzi, you're allowed to ask, give some salt. So he went to the Balabais, and he said, give me a cup of wine now. So the Balabais said, give me a cup of wine, and he drank that wine. Because the Balabais was, I'm telling him, that's Balabais. And the Balabais didn't have a mind to give me the wine, but I'm dependent on him. And he's giving me the wine. So my bracha is chal b'di Eved on the wine that he gives me, the same way as when I make a bracha, it's so.
He wasn't asked to drink.
I don't need to have das. It's included in my bracha. Das palavais. Even if I never had it in mind, it's included in my bracha.
I don't understand what das palavais means.
The word means I come to your house. That my das isn't restricted to what I think is coming my way.
No.
Because I'm not in charge. I'm the boss. You're the boss. Now, Abgedekach, it means that you're the boss, that even Al Atzad, as you didn't have in mind when you started the meal to give me something, it's also included in my bracha. Because Das Balabais doesn't mean my das is now dependent on yours. It means since I'm not the one that's in control of what's coming my way, therefore my das is for everything. That's how it works. Therefore, even if you didn't plan giving me something, but because you're in charge and I'm dependent on you, even if you give me things that you never had in mind, to give me at the beginning of the Siddur, it's also included in my bracha. Because my das is where the balbas is going to give
that's
me.
If you make the right bracha.
Who said it depends on the right bracha? The halacha is that if you make a bracha, you're not allowed to go up. It's only included things on part of the bracha, not a better choshev item. Says the bi'alacha, that's only if you're the one who's making the bracha. But if I go to your house, then it's included in my bracha, even things which are more choshev than what I made the bracha on. Because I'm not in charge of myself. I'm dependent on you. You're the one who's in charge. You'll put on the table whatever you want to give me. Says Avram Gunachowski, I made the bracha by pragofen. My das was taka on the kosher in front of me. Oh no, my das was only on this lechaim. But I've gone to Kiddush. Kiddush means when I go to your house, you're the one who's in charge, and you're the one who's going to supply the living. Maybe more wine coming, could be anything else. That's balabais. And therefore, made it. The balabais now decides to give me. I've got two oras on that. First of all, this it's a Kiddush to say, but that's balabais works. Even if the bracha wasn't chal, but let's say like Rav Gachosi's hanocha that das balabais means I go to somebody else's house. Even if the bracha wasn't chal on the item in front of me, das balabais helps that it goes across to something else. So whatever the balabais means, but two horrors. Number one, when I go to a kiddush, is it like a das balabais? If I go to a kiddush and I only plan drinking elachaim, that's it. Is that called das balabais? If I go to eat in your house, I've got the balabais whatever's going to come my way. If I come go to Kiddush and I plan eating whatever's on the table, and then more things come inside, say, I've got das balabais, whatever's going to come. But if I go to a Kiddush and I make a boy pragofen, I imagine a Bron Genachowski went to Kiddush this morning, didn't go down and eat what people eat by Kiddushim, he just took a little lechaim. So where does das balabais come to the picture? Horror number one. Horror number two. It depends. If you go to a meal, then I'm about my das was going to come my way. But if I go and I plan having a lechem, the das balabais, number one. Or number two is like this. If we're going to take on like a Avraham Gunachowski, then when I go to somebody else's kiddush, I've got das balabais. I'm saying that das balabais means that whatever the balabais is going to give me is automatically included. Even if the balabais never had it in mind. And we explained, how does it work that even if I never had it in mind, or even if he never had their mind, it works, because Pshat, when I go to somebody else's house, then my mind is unlimited, whatever's going to come my way. If that's the way it works, why don't I need the balabais to give me the second drink? Everything's included. So anybody gives me the balabais, not only the balabais, even if I decide myself to take something. Why does it depend on the balabais anymore? If does balabais, you see, if Rom Koski understands that balabais works, if I go to somebody else's house, and needs to be that the food arrives my way through the balabais in order to be included in my bracha.
No,
it's not saying it's not dependent on the foods in his house. It's even if the balabais depends to give something that wasn't in the house, but I'm about to my das to unlimited, not to the das balabais, but whatever the balabais is going to give me. That's a chiddush. One could understand as soon as I go to somebody else's house. If it's not dependent not on me and not the balabais, that means whatever food's going to come is included in the bracha. And Rav Gachosi understood not like that. It depends not. Everything's included. It depends. Anything that the balabais decides to give me is going to be depending on him. So we have two chiddushim. We have chiddush number one, when a person starts a brocha, I allowed to move across from one brocha to another brocha. If a person finished the brocha and he said, Be'er Pragofen, and a cup in front of him, and he made the wrong brocha, it was certainly a difference. You can switch. But if it's not a mistake in what was in front of you, you had in mind to drink what was in front of you, and then you decided, no, I don't need this brocha, it's a brocha shein tzricha. I started Yetzer Ma'aris and I shouldn't be saying Yetzer Ma'aris. The mistake wasn't that I misunderstood the item in front of me. I started the bracha and I want to change. According to most poskim, there's no way to move across. Number one. Number two, we learned that if a person goes to somebody else's house and a person's like, I made a Be'er Pragofen, according to the Rambam Gunachowski, there's an Eitzah, even if you said a Be'er Pragofen and you're not taking the debo to switch across to something else by asking the person to bring you a new item, my das is telling das balabais. But if I is not giving me a new item, and new item is the same as my original brocha, let's include my original.
Would that help you taste it? Would it help you taste it?
If I'm asking, then it won't work. No, only because the manna wasn't good.